Shuth Hatzibah Achoshev. Truth of the matter is that when one has to talk about Ben Odom Lachaveiroi, which is something that everybody has to work on, is Midas Teves of Ben Odom Lachaveiroi. To talk Betzibur and to talk to other people, to be Ma'ira them and Ben Odom Lachaveiroi, one has to feel tul keire ben enecha. One has to feel that it's very hard to talk about an inyan of ben odom lachaveiroi when one has not been metayer his own midos and one is not in the daraga of being able to talk about such inyanim. So the only way that one can talk about ben odom lachaveiroi is only to quote what our rishonim, our kadmonim, tell us about Odom Lachaveiroi and to include himself into the burim that he's talking, and just to listen to what kadmonim tell us and to what they expect of us and how they teach us to better our ways. We are in Chodesh Elul. What is the connection of Chodesh Elul with Midas? Let us see what Shleim HaMelech tells us in Mishle. In Kapitel Chof, Pasik Ches, Tes Yud, Shleim HaMelech says, Melech Yeshev Al Kisei Din, Mizara Be'enov Kol Ra, Miyoyme Zikisi Libi, Tahauti Mechatosi, Evan Ve'evan, Eifa Ve'eifa, Te'avas Hashem Gam Shneim. Rabbein Yoina in Mishle explains these psukim, that Shleim HaMelech is telling you the following. Melech Yoshev Al Kisei Din. A Melech Bosev Vedom sits down Al Kisei Din, and he's down. He's a Ish Yoshev, he's a Chacham, he's Oyev Vesadin Vesayoshev. And a melech has to be a chelis to punish and to be manish anybody who he feels is not right in the way he acts. So melech yoshev al kisei din mizare be'enov kol ra. Anything that is wrong, he looks at the rasha and it's mizare be'enov, and he's able to punish him and he does what he has to do to him. But when it comes, Shleim HaMelech says, to Melech Malchei Amalachim, in the Lashon of Rabbeinu Yoina, im haroim, if the people that are bad, yireim v'zeichalim, have a pachad and a yira, mihisrois lifnei Melech Basev Edom, when they are called for a subpoena in front of a Melech Basev Edom, b'shivtei al kisei din. Why? Because he's a chacham and a yarei and a oye v'yosher v'yecheles b'yadei lasos mishpat. And that's why we have a fear of a melech basev edom who has to be mishpat. If so, eich le'yiru anivroim, how can people not be afraid of melech malchei amalochim abeire yizbarech? Why? Rabbeinu Yoina says, because the din of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not only on actions of a person. Hu boichein leiv v'cheike kloyes. Rabbeinu Shalom, in Yoim HaDin, is boichein the leiv and is cheike the kloyes. Ve'eich lo yeveishu melefonov. How can they not have busha from a melech malchei amalochem al midoiseyem orois u'machsheveiseyem? And that's what Shleim HaMelech says. Mi Yoima, when it comes to Yoim HaDin in front of Melech Malchei HaMelochim HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mi Yoima Zekisi Libi, who is able to say that my heart is Zach, that I don't have any Midas Reus, and therefore Tehauti Mechatosi. And Shleim HaMelech goes on, Rabbeinu Yoina says, to bring proof that the Torah is makpid amidos reus. Even v'even, eifa v'eifa. We learned in this week's parsha, Sof Parshas Kiseitzei, that one is not allowed to have an Evan Gedola and Evan Ketana, an Efer Gedola and Efer Ketana. Chazal tell us the way Rashi brings, that you're not chayiv only if you use the Evan for Evan, you're not chayiv only if you use the Efer for Efer. The Torah was mechayiv already on Asiya. Rabbi Yonah asks, what is the avla of Asiya if you're not going to use it? The avla is the midos rois of the person that he was able to go to make an Evan for Evan and an Efa for Efa and to prepare it to use it. So if Evan for Evan, Efa for Efa, Tayavas Hashem Gam Shneim, so you see that the Torah was makpid on the midos rois of a person. So if so, when it comes Yom Adin, Mi Yoma Zikisi Libi Tahati Mechatosi. That's how Rabbi Yoina learns these psukim. And if so, we understand what the Heilige Briske Rav Zeche Tzadik V'Kodesh Levrocha said, that is Pachat for Yom Adin. What is this Pachat for Yom Adin? His Pachat for Yom Adin is, because when it comes Yom Adin, and we say in the Payet in Yom Adin, Lekel Eirech Din, Lebeichein Levaveis B'Yom Din. What do we say the Rebbeinu Shel Olam does? Lehoige Deyos Badin. And the Briske Rav said, what does Lehoige Deyos Badin mean? Deyos means what the Rambam calls Elchis Deyos. Midos of a person, the anhaga of a person, not the outside maisim of a person, but the midos pnimios of a person, the true midos of a person, that the Ribbono Shel Olam is done in Yom Adin. Lahoige deyos b'yom din, the Briske Rav said, because Yom Adin is a Yom Adin not only on actions, but the Yom Adin is a Yom Adin on midos. Are the midos of a person. Where is your midos hakina? Where is your midos hachemda? Where is your midos hataiva? Where is your midos hakovet? Ukedoyma, ukedoyma. And on that, Ibrahim HaMelech says, mi yoymar, who could say and who could declare that he's ready 20 days before Rosh Hashanah to say, Zikisi Libi, my heart is clean of Midas Reis. When one talks about Ben Adam Lachaveirei, there are two things in Ben Adam Lachaveirei. We just heard a drasha to be Ma'ere people to learn the halachas of Ben Adam Lachaveirei. But as we heard so clearly, knowing the halachas is not enough. Knowing the halacha is without being oiker, the midos rois of a person. Knowing the halacha is without being changing midos of a person doesn't help. We are all witness in the last few days of what taivas hamomain can do to a person. What taivas hamomain has a koyach to do to a person. Taivas hamomain can go and do and bring a person to the lowest of the lowest. Taivas hamomain is something that one has to work very hard to do big gover on. There is a sefer nifla that was just reprinted. A sefer from a Talmud Muvok of the Kli Yokar. The Kli Yokar writes in the Haskoma on the sefer that the whole sefer is based on the two parshas of Kriyas Shema. And the whole sefer is based to talk about Taivas Momain. And the Kli Yokar writes in the Agdoma that Taivas Momain is Ikvisa the Mishicha. And he writes Ikvisa with a Chof instead of with a Kuf. That is what is Ma'akiv Mishiach. And he writes in this sefer, the Talmud of the Kli Yokar, Adova Nifla Admiyed. The Pasuk says, Mo Hashem Elokecha Shoyel Mimach. What does the Ribbono Shel Olam ask from you? Kim li yira. Mil sezutrisa, the Gemara says, En legaba meisha mil sezutrisa. The Pasuk ends, La'ovdoi b'chol levavchem u'b'chol nafshechem. And he asks, why doesn't the Pasuk say, like it says, V'ahavta es Hashem Elokecha u'b'chol levavcha u'b'chol nafshecha u'b'chol meidecha? Why does the Pasuk stop by b'chol levavchem u'b'chol nafshechem? And why doesn't it say la'avdei b'chol levavchem u'b'chol nafshechem u'b'chol me'eitchem? And he answers, because Mo Hashem Elokecha Shoyel Mi'imach, the Milsa Zutrisa is B'chol Levavchem U'B'chol Nafshechem. But B'chol Mi'eitchem to be a Yirei Shemayim is not a Milsa Zutrisa. It is a Milsa Kosha Ad Mi'eit. And on that, it cannot say in the Torah, Mo Hashem Elokecha Shoyel Mi'imach. Because when it comes to B'chol Mi'eitchem, when it comes to Taivas Mamein, when it comes to Midas of Kinner Rachman Litzlan, of Chemda, of Taiva, all the things that bring a person to Taivas Mamein, Kavod Rachman Litzlan, everything comes, Taivas Mamein has in it, Taivas Kavod, Taivas Chemda, Taivas Kinner, other Taivas Rachman Litzlan, which a person cannot do without having money. It's all Taivas and all Midas rise of a person. And when a person has Taivas Mamein, then it's impossible for him to listen to the halachas of Shulchan Aruch, even to take a fahar with every tzeis, with every nesivis, with every shach, with every sma. He still will not be able to be geiver, because on Taivas Mamein there is not more Hashem Elokecha. It's not a milsa zutrisa. That is the milsa kasha ad mi'eid, because on that you have to be oiker midos rois. There's a sefer called Be'eros Hamayim from a Talmud from Heilige Rishina, and he once heard from the Heilige Rishina that the Rishina said that to break a midah ra is easier to break the mafrekes of a person than to break a midah ra. To break midos is an avodah kasha ad mi'eid. There is not an easy way to break midos. It's something that a person has to work on and work in order that a person should be able to break his midos. Let us see what the Heilige Goyin says in Mishlei when he talks about breaking midos and how he says what a person has to do to break midos. There's two pieces of Goyin that I think are very important to learn. The Goyin talks about a different pasuk which Shlomo HaMelech again repeats three times in Mishlei. Shlomo HaMelech talks about Evan Vaevan. Seems that it's something very important. In Kapitel Chav, Pasuk Chav Gimel, Shlomo HaMelech says, Tayavas Hashem Evan Vaevan, Umoizne Mirma Leitev, Zok the Heilige Goyin. Tapel Haragoyin learns pshat in the love of Evan Vaevan. What does it mean a person shouldn't have an Evan Vaevan? In the simple poshet pshat, if a person has an Evan Kitana and an Evan Gedeila, with one he buys and with one he sells. So he has two avonim. One he takes to be merama the meicher and one to be merama the koine. Zok the Heilige Goyin. A person in Avodas Hashem Yisbarach, the Ovid Hashem has two ways in life. One, the way he acts in front of people, and one, the way he acts when nobody is around. Let's see the lashon of the Heilige Goyin. Ovid Hashem yesh lo shnei drachim. Echad shebifnei oilam mara atzmei hoilich bederech hateif. He shows himself like a ben teira. He shows himself, he goes with derech hateif. U be'emes, zog de goyin. O ven tomun bechayvay u belibay mirma. U bilti reis anoshim es maisav. Oz heilech bederech ra. And that's called Evan v'Evan. You have two different ways. One for the meicha and one for the keine. One for the street and one for your own private life. One when nobody sees what you do. That is Tayavas Hashem, Evan Vaevan. And the going goes further. Umoizne Mirma. What does it mean, Umoizne Mirma? It means when it comes Chedesh Elul, the Goyin says, and the Goyin doesn't talk about Chedesh Elul, let's not say it's something he doesn't say. The Goyin says when it comes time to do tshuva, it's Kineged Bali Tshuva, Ki Be'ez Asher Yoshev Ha'odom Midrachov Ha'roem El Hashem. When it comes the time to do tshuva, which is Chedesh Elul, Tzarech Lishkoil Es Midoisov B'moznayim. One has to put his midos in a maznayim, into a scale. Ki b'tchilo tzarech lahapech midosav. The Goyin teaches us how a person changes his midos. How do you change your midos? As it says in Rambam in Hilchos Deos. Ki b'eis sheroitze lahargel eiza mida b'nafshei ulahateisa el k'tzei ha'hafochai. One has to go to the other extreme. K'moy mikas ela chemla, migaiva ela tachlis ha-shiflis, ad sheyigia ela nekuda ha-memutzas. One has to go to the other extreme. Now the Goyin explains a Gemara in Shabbos. Hafla v'fele. The Gemara says in Masechet Shabbos, Eizehu Talmud Chochem. Who can be called the Talmud Chochem? Zeh ha-makpid al chalukai lahofchai. Zok the Heilige Goyin, what is the chaluk of a person? What are the begodim of a person? What are the begodim? So he says, the Pasuk says, V'lovesh akoyin midoy bat. And midoy bat, Chazal tell us, midoy ki midosay. So you see that the midos of the person are the begodim of the person. The midos are his begodim. We will soon see how the Goyin teaches other psukim with this yisayit. So that is the Talmud Chochem. He's able to be mahapach chilukai. He's able to go to the other extreme. That is the simen on the Talmud Chochem. If somebody could take his midos to the opposite extreme in order to straighten them out, then he is the right person. So the Pasuk tells us that it comes to do tshuva and you have meiznei mirma, that if you show ki'ilu you will machria your midos letev, ulevavoi loiken yachshev, not in action, but in his heart he didn't change his midos, zegam ken te'avas Hashem. Neire de kideburim from Goyin. Neire de kideburim, how a person who doesn't change his inner midos, not he doesn't change his actions, not he doesn't change the way he acts, min adam al chaveiroi, but the midos he didn't change. He didn't, wasn't oiker his midos rois of kas, his midos rois of geus, of kaveid, of taiva. If he wasn't oiker those midos rois, it's called meiznei mirma toyavas Hashem. And with that, the Goyin tells us more than that. In Perek Vav in Mishlei, there are two psukim which the Goyin says, it looks like Shlomo HaMelech repeats himself in different words. Hayechat hayachte ish eish b'cheikoi. Can a person take fire in his lap with God of loisa rafna, and his begodim shouldn't get burnt? Next pasuk. Im yahalech ish alagacholim. Can a person walk on coals v'raglov loisi kavena, and his feet, the soles of his feet shouldn't get burnt? What are the two mishalim that Shlomo HaMelech said? If Shlomo HaMelech said two mishalim, he wanted to be mekarev el haseichel. Father Zecharei Levracha, when he was maspid teich shiva, the Rosh Yeshiva Rabbi Aaron Zecher Tzadik V'Kodesh Levracha said over that Shlomo HaMelech said shloshes alofen moshel, because everything he was mekarev with one moshel, and a moshel for the moshel, and another moshel for that moshel, until he was mekarev everything that a person was able to understand what Shlomo HaMelech meant. And if Shlomo HaMelech gives us these two mishalim, he means that we should learn something with the two mishalim. So the Goyin goes l'shitasei. What are midos? Midos are the begodim of a person. But here the Goyin tells us a bigger chiddush. A person has two midos. A person has midos teves, that the person was born with those midos teves. Every person has beyerusha midos. We know the Kli Yakar tells us the difference between ashchasa in deyos and ashchasa b'midos. The Kli Yakar tells us, why did Avraham say that you go take Isha lebni? Why did he go say to take, from where to take? From Knan? No. go to take El Mishpachti, because there's a difference of Ashchosa in Midas and Ashchosa in Deis. And now when we talk about Midas, a person gets Midas B'Yerusha. A person can be born an Adin HaNefesh, an Edel person, and those are his begodim that he gets from birth. Then a person can work on himself, and work comes from Regilus. From Regilus, from a parent changing the Midos in a child and being margal him, as Rashi says in the last Rashi in today's Daf Yomi, that Chinuch is to bring Hergel, to bring Regilus, and that is Chinuch in Midos Teves, which is the most important Chinuch that lies on parents, more than the Chinuch if learning which that they will get in the cheder, more than the importance in mitzvahs which that they will get in the cheder. Importance in midos teves is the job of a father and a mother. What is their job? Not to change midos, to be margal them in midos teves, and then they get a regilus of midos teves, and that Shlomo HaMelech calls a ragalov. So a person has begodov, and a person has Raglov. A person has Begodim, which are the Midas Teves that he gets from birth, and a person has Raglov. And a person has Midas that he has from Regilus. And now the Goyen tells us there are two things that destroy these Midas. There is Eish, and there is Gecholim. What is the difference between Eish? Hayachta Ish Eish Becheikai, or Im Yahalech Ish Ala Gecholim. And the Goyen says, there is Taiva and there is Chemda. Taiva the Goyen calls Eish. We all understand that Goyen very well. We all know that Taiva burns like a fire. We all understand that when a person plays with Taiva, he's playing with Eish Becheikai. Fire is burning in his lap. It's in his own house. It's in his own lap. The fire burns. And that fire of Taiva, the Goyen says, is Ubegodov Loisarafna. Will it not burn your Midas? Will it not take away your Midas Teves? Taiva burns the Midas of a person. Taiva burns the Midas Teves of a person. Im Yahalech Ish Alagacholem. To lose Regilus is very easy, Zogt de Goyen. You can be margal yourself in Midas Teves, but it's very easy to lose Midas Teves. You don't need Eish to lose Midas Teves. You don't need Taiva to lose Midas Teves. You need a walk, Bishvakim uberechoyve, Zogt de Goyen. Go window shopping, as the Goyen says. Go look in the Shvakim and Rechoyves, and go look what the street has to offer. Have Chemda to the street, and then Raglov Loisi Kavena, you will lose your Regilus. Taiva takes away your Begodim, the Goyen says. Chemda takes away your Regilus. Midas are very easy to lose, the Goyen says. It's very easy for us to lose Midas Taivas, because Taivas are Momain, and Taivas of everything else would only comes with Momain. There's a Rashi in Masechtes Pesachim, in the beginning of Rab Chesky and Rab Avua, which Rashi explains clearly, what does a person need money for? Only for Taivas Achila, and v'chulu, what is included in Taivas Achila. Money is only there to expand to a person's Taivas. And Memele, if a person has Taivas Amomain, all his Midas will fall away. Over God of Loisi Tzarafna, through Taivas Amomain, you will lose. You're an earth Busha, you're an earth Midas that you are Yerish Beleda. All will fall away, all will get burnt. And as the Goyen says, when fire burns in a Beged, there is nothing left to save anymore. It's burnt. It's Eifer. You cannot put it back together anymore. And Regilus is much easier to lose with a little bit of Chemda, with a little bit of Chemda Rachman al-Itzlam, with a little bit of looking around and having Chemda for what someone else has, then we lose our Midas, our Regilus, the Goyen says. And that is what Chedesh Elul is all about. Chedesh Elul is about trying to put our Midas back in place. And without Midas Teves, one can know Chashem Mishpat from today to tomorrow. But when it comes Teves, and Teves Momain is Kofetz Bereish, it says in Ramasayim Tsefim, And a Messiah Tzefim Antona de Be'elio brings from Kadmeinim that what is Avodah Zarah Bizmanenu? Where is the Yitzra the Avodah Zarah in our der? Yitzra the Avodah Zarah in our der is something that we all suffer from. Is the Avodah Zarah of Taivas Momoin. The Avodah Zarah that we make of money. And that Taivas Momoin destroys our midos, destroys our integrity, destroys our midos ha'emes, destroys our way we do business one with another, destroys the ways we act one with another. Everything comes, like the Goyim says, from the Esh Ataiva, which burns all the midos of a person, and then nothing can save him. Knowing Shulchan Aruch cannot save him. Taivas Momoin can drive a person, Rachmana Litzlan, to be Machal, Nevelis, and Terefis, to unknowing Tzadikim, to unknowing people, just because Taivas HaMomoin. Taivas HaMomoin could make a person be over. Kol Averis Shebetere, not only Choshe Mishpit. Taivas HaMomoin is Negeya to be over Hilchis Shabbos. How many people are makel in Amir al-Akim because of Taivas Momoin? How many people make shutvesin with Akim and Shabbos, which the Divrei Chaim already is mefakpik in it? And how many of the shutvesin were not shown to a Rav or to a competent Rav? And how many people are over Hilchis Chalamoid because of Taivas Momoin? How many people are over Hilchis Shchita because of Taivas Momoin? How many people are over other halachos in Yoyedeya because of Taivas Momoin? How many people are over Eben Ezer because of Taivas Rachman al Islam? It's not only Choshe Mishpit, it's Dalit Chelke Choshe Mishpit, which are trampled on because of Taivas Amidos Rois, which come as a result of Taivas. And when it comes Chedish Elul, we have to do tshuva. What does it mean doing tshuva Chedish Elul? What does it mean doing tshuva Chedish Elul? There's one pasuk in Mishlei with a piece of goin which will tell us what tshuva in Chedish Elul means, what it means to do tshuva in Chedish Elul. Shlomo HaMelech says in Mishlei in Kapitel Tesvav, Oirach Chaim Lamala Lemaskil, Man Sur Mishael Mota. Sagt der Heilige Goyin, this Goyin was Shoga Befi, Rabbi Sachaim Zeche Tzadik Vekodesh Levaracha. Rabbi Sachaim used to say over this Goyin, Keseda, Tzezin Goyin, Ha'odom Nikra Hoylech, a person is called a Hoylech, Shetzorech Leilech Tomet Midarga Ledarga, a person has to Keseda go up Midarga Ledarga. V'im le'yered lale lamata, lamala, if a person will not go up, if a person will not continue to grow, yered mata, mata chas v'sholem. Ki I efshir zok de goyin, ki bilti efshir sheyamid bedarga achas. V'zehu, oira chayim lamala lemaskil, Leman sur mishael mata. Kedesh le yate, le redes le mata le sheol. How is that? Al oirach chaim lamala lemaskil. The goyin means to say, it says in this week's parasha, vo yisa rak lamaila ve leitia lamata. What does it mean, rak lamaila? Rak lamaila means you don't have 1 minute to stop growing. Rak lamaila. A person has to strive every minute to change, to grow. We are very complacent and very happy the way we look. Of course, every person, part of being happy is doing tshuva. I'm happy that I did tshuva too. I'm happy that I said my kapitlech tilim in Elul. I'm happy that I lived the mitzvahs anoshim mulumoda of Elul. Not growing be'emes in Elul. Oirach chayim lemaila. One has to grow. One has to change. One has to become different. It's not enough to go about the normal way of life. Elul can also be part of my normal way of life. I have a different Seder in Elul. I have a Seder in Chedish Tammuz one way, of another way. Elul, I do the following. Rosh Hashanah, I blow shofar. Yom Kippur, I fast. Sukkot, I take an esrik, but it's all a way of a life that's not called growing. Tshuva in Elul means every day in Elul has to be better than the day before. Oira chayim lamala lemaskel. It says in Medrash in this week's Sedra, on the pasuk v'ayom shmaya tishma b'keil Hashem elekecha. Ashrei Adam shomei ali lishkoid al daseisai yoim yoim lishmei mezuzas pischai ki moitzi motzechayim v'yofoik rotzim im Hashem. It says in Medrash, lishkoid al daseisai yoim yoim deles inksiv kan daseisai al tamoid eitzel adeles. Don't stand by the door. Tikones deles lifnim mideles. Go in one door after another door. What does the Medrash mean? The Heilige Sfas Emes says, the Medrash means, there are times when the door opens. Chodesh Elul, the door is open, and we all feel the door is open, Chodesh Elul. The door opens, we enter the door, but we don't go further. We stand in the open doorway, and the Medrash says, Al Tamoid Eitzela. The maskil, you have to grow, you have to go up, you have to go in. Delas lifnim mideles. And what do we have to grow the most in? What do we have to do the most tshuva on? What is the most that we have to change in? Is in our midos, in our midos, in our taiva, in our chemda, in our kina, in our sinna, in our kas, in our gaiva, in our midas, which is the cause of all the ben adam lachaveiroi, which is the sheirish of all the ben adam lachaveiroi. Lahoyge deyos badin. The main din, the guy Miskirov said. What is the main din? Is my heart zach, like the Rabbeinu Yonah says. I'm coming before Melech, Malchem, Malachem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is down the lave of a person. So when is a better time? In the 18, 19 days that are left till Rosh Hashanah, what is the better time than to work on Midas? And to work on the cause of Ben Adam Lechaveiroi, on the Sheirish of Ben Adam Lechaveiroi. Abed Ta'abudun, Rashi says in Parshas Re'ei, Ha'oika Abed Zara Tzarech L'Sharish Achreo. The Abed Zara of Taivas Mamoin is not possible to be Oiker only if you go to the Sheirish of the thing. The Sheirish is Midas Reis. The Sheirish is living with Chemda. Living with eyes that are not happy with what I have to have what my neighbor has. Living with chemda and chuka to what the goy has. I have to read in magazines, and I bring into my house all the magazines. Let's not talk about Terefa magazines. Let's just talk about magazines which teach us how to refinish the house, how to make better the house, how to make more designs, how to change the design. Everything to be chemda, more chemda and more chemda, and from chemda it drives to taiva, and then it comes to kavod and gaiva, and then it comes to sinna and kas when I cannot get to it, and then it brings rachmana litzlon to all the ashchosa in ben adam lachaveiroi that should never be by a yid, and we should never hear about it by a yid. And now is the time when we come before Rosh Hashanah. Everybody wants a good gevench tiyar. Everybody wants that a Kadosh Baruch Hu shouldn't send Rachmana Litzlam anything bad to us. Why don't we remember a Rashi, a simple Rashi at the end of Parshas Kiseitzei, Im Shokarta B'Mishkoilis. What is the Hemshech HaParsha of Evan V'Evan? What is the Hemshech HaParsha of Evan V'Evan to Zohar Shasr Lecha Amalek? Dvorun Leroim in Arashi B'Shem HaSifri Im Shokarta B'Mishkoilis. If you make lies in the way you fear zech in mishkeilos, in the way you have your scales, your scale isn't perfect. The hareini megarabecha amalek. Amalek, the worst of the worst. Zachar ashasulecha amalek. For what does amalek come? Amalek comes because of shakarta b'mishkeilos. Something that we don't understand, the Rashi. Why is it? The teretz is, Im Shakarta b'mishkeilos, if one's mishkal is not the way it should be, then the mishkol of the Einish is also not the way it should be. There's a mishkol, a way the Rebbeinu Shel Olam's mishkolos work the way our mishkolos work. If our mishkolos are even, the mishkolos lemala and bezn shalemala is even. If our mishkolos are not even, then the mishkolos, it says in Svarim, lemaila are not even, and we suddenly get a not even punishment. That is the kavana in Rashi. What is Amalek? What is Amalek? Ashakorcha baderech. Why don't we think a minute? What is the biggest einish that we are getting in our generation? Ashekarcha, the kriris of our children, the kriris Rachmanu Litzlan of the Deir Achadosh. How much kriris there is to Yiddishkeit, how much coldness there is to Achamimus in Yiddishkeit. Rachmanu Litzlan, the kriris goes very far. Maybe we have to understand that the seid of the kriris, the seid of the kriris of the new generation, has to do with this Rashi, that the kriris comes from im shakarta b'mishkeilis. The kriris comes from hashchosen ben adam lachaveira in dinei mischar, which comes from chisaren imidos teves. And there is no better time than this achana to Rosh Hashanah, when we can be poiled by the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, nachas from our children, gizunt, and poiled from the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, everything that we need, berachnis and begashmis. We all want a good geben shiur and ksivach sivateve. The etze is to be misakin the midas, to be misakin the shekel, to be misakin the taiva, to be misakin the chemda, and then the mishkoilis will be set straight, and then the mishkoilis and shemayim will also be set on the right way, and we will be zeichet a good given shiur, everybody, whatever he needs, in the schus of tikkun amidus.